March 15th each year was the start of our academic year. The routine was the same. All of us kids would fly into Bagdogra, the closest airport to Darjeeling. Kids from across the country and from other countries, primarily Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and from countries in the Middle East, would all descend on Bagdogra. We were all headed to St. Paul's. There would be a line of buses in the airport, which would transport us kids through the winding 77-kilometer drive to our school in Darjeeling. 77 kilometers took at least 4 hours. As different flights throughout the day landed, we looked for our friends. Pleasantries were exchanged. In a 10-minute conversation, we had discussed how the holidays had been and what each of us had done. There were always discussion around girls and girlfriends and how far one had gone with them. As we got older, it appeared we got further. The airport housed a nondescript restaurant tucked away in a corner next to departures. The restaurant, Shanti, Peace, served standard Indian fare, but what they were really known for were their chicken cutlets. The cutlets were spiced perfectly with a secret blend of herbs. The chicken was battered and fried to a crisp brown. When one bit into the cutlet, it would still be steaming, but you could taste the warm and juicy meat and the crisp outer crust. A chicken cutlet with a delicious Indian twist, a little tomato sauce for dipping, and you had the perfect meal. 25 years since graduating, I have yet to eat a better chicken cutlet anywhere in the world. The chicken cutlet at the Bagdogra Airport stands as among my 5 favorite signature dishes anywhere. The rich kids would have on designer and name brand shoes and scarves. For the rest of us, we were content with what we had. Our parents had sacrificed a lot, almost incomprehensible, and had given us an opportunity to indulge in the best of education money could buy. That was enough for most of us. Occasionally, one of our friends from the previous year would not show up. We never knew the reason, but opined that it was a family decision for one reason or the other. Those were days without cell phones, and the landlines that we did have were barely functional. Placing a trunk call to America was easier than calling the neighbor. When someone did not show up, that was the end of that. After landing, regardless of all the hoopla and the high fives, my eyes were always searching for the boys, the brotherhood. Kushal's flight was invariably delayed as he flew out of a small airport in Kachar. KP and Roop flew in from Kolkata together. Their flight was always on time. I flew in each year from Guwahati and Assam, and timely arrival was a flip of the coin. Chubbs! Kushal! KP! Roop! We would yell when we saw one another. We would run to each other and hug like we had not seen each other in years. I was always so happy to see the boys. I don't know why. It was a bond that was hard to explain. From the age of 6, the bond had been formed, and with each passing year, it just grew stronger. The hugs got tighter. The joy continued to overflow. We would start talking, but really, either Roop or I would do most of the talking. Kushal was not the verbose one. KP would occasionally chime in. The brotherhood always sat next to one another on the bus. We sat next to one another everywhere. As the kids would board, the teachers would be busy ensuring everyone who was supposed to be on the buses were. Roll call. Another roll call. Finally, all on board. The buses would honk, signaling they were leaving the airport. One at a time, they would pull out of the parking lot. All of them were headed to a place we called home.